So Jesus made the crowds welcome and sat them down as he taught them. And he opened the scriptures for them. He shared the words of life that we find in the Bible. Those incredible insights into the very life of God. The wonder of what God wants to do in every single one of our lives and our hearts. We're very familiar with this story of Jesus being confronted with this huge crowd of people, 10 times bigger than the crowd that is here today. This immense group of people who are hungry to be fed first the words of life that he wanted to share with them, but who were hungry for more. And at the end of the day, at the end of this long day of teaching and sharing, the telling of stories, the healing of those who were sick, the disciples came to Jesus and they said, "The people are hungry. What are we going to do?" And Jesus says, "What? Give them something to eat. Easy solution." But the disciples are like, "But with what? There's no shops here. There's no canteens. Nowhere for them to go. We can't see a single drive-through McDonald's for ages around here. How are we going to feed so many people?" And the disciples are like, "Well, I guess we'll tell them to nick off. Go home. Go find something to eat somewhere else. That's what you do, isn't it? Tell them to bugger off." Oh, naughty father. But what does he say? No. Get them to sit down in parties in groups of 50. Because the disciples are a bit thick, you know. Immediately before this story, the beginning of the 9th chapter of Luke, we have this most extraordinary scene where Jesus is with his disciples. They're out on a boat. But he wasn't in the boat to begin with. He wasn't wearing a rubber suit. He was just making his way, not swimming, but he actually walked across the water to be with the others, with the disciples in the boat. And then they began to realize that this dude, Jesus, he's not just a normal, ordinary kind of guy. He's quite amazing. With him, anything's possible. So he sits the crowd down in groups of about 50. And then he says, "Is there any food at all?" And I said, "Yeah, there's a little child here. Perhaps he was about your age. And he'd brought his lunch with him. And what did he have? A couple of fish and 5 loaves. Bingo." And with this, Jesus then prays this prayer of blessing and thanksgiving to God. And suddenly, these 5 loaves and 2 fish are enough to feed 10 times the number of people that we have here today. This incredible crowd of people. Because Jesus wants to feed us. Jesus wants to give us everything that we need. And how does he do that? Most especially in what we celebrate today. When we gather for the Eucharist. When we gather to break the bread. When we do exactly what St. Paul told us that he would do. Paul reminds us that Jesus said, "Do this in memory of me. Take this bread. Pray the blessing over it. Take the wine. Pray the blessing over the cup. And make this bread and the wine into the very body and blood of Christ. Eat it, drink it, share in this feast, share in this life." This is the invitation that you guys are about to receive, to share in the very life of God. But this isn't a one-off. Every time when you come to Mass, you're able to share in this invitation. Every time that all of us gather to celebrate the Eucharist, we are invited to give our hearts and our lives to Jesus. Every single one of us are invited to be present to receive these incredible gifts, to be fed by the Lord, to receive the nourishment that we need, the daily bread of our life, to receive this life and this nourishment. This is what these children are being invited to do. Not just to take the bread that has become the body of Christ, not just to receive this life, but to give their hearts to God as well. That is the invitation that you receive today. To be changed, to be transformed by the very presence of God. Is this what you want to do? Is this what you hope for today? To receive the very body of Jesus, and by receiving it, to be changed, to be like Jesus yourself.